Welcome to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Christine Milleresi and Mike Hayden. In this hour, Mel and Mike will serve as your guides as you access the spirit realm light beings who teach the shamanic mysteries. You'll meet fascinating guests and gain the knowledge to walk upon Terra Christa, the new earth. Now, here are your hosts, Mel and Mike.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Walking Terra Christa Radio, where we bring ascension down to earth. I am Mel, here with my co-host, Mike.
Hello. Welcome, everybody, to another wonderful show. We are thrilled to be here today. Let me just take a moment to let you know we are introducing some new services on our website, walkingterracrystal.com. As you all probably know, this June we are going to be experiencing a very special solstice. James Tiburon has brought forth some great information about the crystal that will activate deep within Mount Shasta. To read that information, just go out to our Facebook page and you can see the link on our post. But as part of that, and to take advantage of the fact that we are actually physically located here in Mount Shasta, we're going to be offering a special crystal activation along with a private session. You will receive an actual Lemurian crystal that will be activated here during the solstice, through the Atlantean crystal inside the mountain. So we sent this information out on our newsletter just this morning. So if you're not on that, just be sure to go out to the website and sign up so you can get those important informational newsletters. They also have a wonderful channeling in them every time they go out.
Today, we have another exciting show as we have an amazing twin flame couple from Norway, Ingrid Chanel Esnow and John McIntosh, who I came in contact through their creation, the Global Peace Web Network. And I love what they're doing. There's so much that they are really creating. Welcome, Ingrid and John.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Krista and Mike, for having us. And thank you for the invitation. And I also feel for say thank you to all the listeners out there also to give us the opportunity to extend our heart out to the rest of the world, wherever you are.
Thank you so much. Ingrid, I want to share some of your background. You are the founder, the CEO, president, art director of Esnow Group Incorporated, Esnow Galleria, and Opera for She Symphonia. I understand we have some wonderful writings you sent to us. So as a great introduction for our audience, I think it would help me to read some of what you wrote. I love the part where you write, I have devoted my life to support my sacred heart that beats to a different rhythm. Everything I do and every creation I express is inspired by God's presence in these divine and sacred symphonies of soulful messages that is for you to discover the living truth of the freedom you really are. So everything I write, every word I speak is dedicated to all that needs space to fly high, to all rebels and misfits who share the same sense of direction and deepest longings that awaken us all to full awareness. Then you go on to offer an inspiring quote from the universe. Create a paradise out of the ether. Throw in some wildlife, volcanoes, and windstorms. Some iguanas, koalas, and waterfalls. Come back a few billion years later, and just when it looks like the whole place is going to implode with pollution, disease, and war, famine, fatigue, and fright, there are still those who see beauty, who act with kindness, and who live with hope and gratitude. Actually, they carry the entire planet. Would you like to share with us a little bit more, Ingrid, about what you wrote?
Yeah, absolutely. that's why I wanted to say thank you so much for this interview and the gift to do what you have been reading from right now. It gives for me, an unlimited opportunity to express the love that I have for the planet and for humanity, and that gives me the inspiration more or less all the time for the work that I'm doing together with John and also together with my children, actually. My beloved Alexandra, that our beautiful photographer and filmmaker for the Ethno Group, and also for Marn, that are my oldest daughter. They both have been my biggest inspiration to do this work, not only because I'm inspired of the God presence that I'm surrounding with all the time and has been my entire life. But being a mother and giving birth to children, is they are not only my kids in a way. As we know, we don't own our children. They are coming to us. But being a mother, it means that you are a mother to all the children on the world. And when I also was blessed with grandchildren that has this extraordinary gift, that a lot of children is coming in now to the planet to support in a way the ascension process that humanity are going through. It gave me in a way, what can I say? A feeling, a strong feeling, that also made me take the decision of creating these galleries around the world, which are in its essence peace centers, that I no longer have the right to, in a way, remain silent and not using my creativity for humanity and express this love and through art and music. And to be this, what can I say, call it a midwife for humanity that are now waking up and can be in various stages of, yeah, both feeling going crazy and what is happening. Many people are not completely aware of.
This is true. Well, that's a great explanation. Of. Can you talk a little bit about what the gallery are? And are these going to be physical locations around the planet?
Oh, yes. I can talk about that for hours and hours. yes, the galleries are a vision that I was given to source some years ago. That will be galleries. It will be physical locations.
Starting with Norway.
Starting in Norway, where we have an ongoing photo exhibition with photos. Because there's so much to talk to tell.
Well, let me introduce John first. I know everybody's probably curious. John also has a fascinating background. For 30 years, he was an entrepreneur, and then he eventually reaching the top of what most of the world calls success. And all the while, he was still deep into spiritual seeking and looking for the freedom that it promised. And I can relate 100% to John's sentiments there. And I just want to read a little bit about what John wrote to us. I discovered I could not have both, at least not in the way I was living my life. It took another 11 years to find my true self and the freedom, peace, and love my heart yearned for. I am nothing. I am all that is. After many weary years of seeking outside myself, reaching the heights of what was the material world had to offer, and sinking to the depths of despair, it asks as payment. The fire of surrender burned through mask after mask, revealing ever more clearly the love that dwells in my heart. What I used to hate, I now embrace as a blessing. Mirrors reflecting the masks, hiding the beauty within. I am not a teacher, only a messenger and an example of truth. So that's a wonderful, wonderful statement, John.
And thank you.
Yeah, I can certainly relate because I too was in corporate America, and then I started my own business, and then I was in marketing just up until recently, last July and August. And then I took a trip out to Mount Shasta because I knew Melaresi was out here, and I had met her just, you know, about a year earlier, year and a half earlier. We didn't really know each other that well, but just the magic of this area just captured me, and I had a lot of decisions to make about departing the job that I was doing. And also I have, like Ingrid, I have children. I have two boys, and it's, and I want them to be part of this wonderful, amazing journey with me. But I realize they can't do that if they're still back in that world. So it's, right. Yeah, that's, and that was the big thing I realized, that you can't do both. You can't keep one foot in each area.
Yeah, you can't dance at two weddings. You have to decide whether you want to live in the world as well as with the world, or whether you want to live in the world but not of the world. And that requires the release of all the expectations that we have on a daily basis, all the attachments that we have, and all the identities that we have. And when we do that, interestingly, we become extremely light, and we find out that we can actually have all of those things in a far more abundant way than we ever had them when they had us. And so we become the master of them instead of the servant, sort of playing within the movie, but recognizing that you are, as many people have written, the writer, the director, the producer. You're also the screenplay. You're the stage on which it's played. You're the screen of consciousness on which everything is happening. But you don't buy into it. You just become the child that Jesus talked about entering the kingdom of heaven through. And you start to have fun, which I never did before.
Yeah, that was the big switch for me, was actually discovering the happiness and the joy and the passion. But by shedding all those personalities that you carry, all the roles and all the "this is who I think I am"s,
right.
It's really a very difficult process to go through. I can attest to that myself.
It can be, and we notice as we watch the major expansion of so-called spirituality around the world because of the internet, the visibility of it, that is, that a lot of people are indeed struggling and you might say suffering as a result of their inner quest. But when you get closer to the light, you begin to realize that it really isn't that difficult, and that we don't need what we've been given the last 2,000 years and longer, in reality around 5,000 years, of modalities and methods and outside crutches in order to find the truth of who we are. All we really need to do, and the law of attraction, which is now quite well known around the world, has given us the little bit of, we'll call it science, that says that what you think about expands. And if one contemplates that even for a short moment, they'll realize that wherever they put their thoughts, that's what I experience in my life the most. So if we place our thoughts simply on "I am" and nothing more than "I am," without giving it a definition or without giving it a border or frame, without trying to confine eternity within a frame of reference, allowing it to express itself, then the "I am," which is all that is, that is what we are, which is God, unmasks itself in reality, pulls the veils from our conscious awareness, and we wake up extremely fast with a minimal amount of so-called suffering. Suffering is just a choice. Pain is inevitable when you're in a physical body. Suffering is optional. And so we don't talk about methods or modalities. We do a thing called satsang, which is burning away the veils or the borders or the boulders that hide the truth of what we are, the love that we are, as the Course in Miracles says, so that it's a removing process, and less is more, and nothing is everything. So our focus is very simple, and that is I am. And that keeps us in the now moment virtually all the time, or what people might call the fifth dimension. So that we're in the world, but not out of the world. And it really is simple. It's not some huge mystery that is only for a few. Everyone can do it, and it can happen like lightning if they let all these crutches go. But if not, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Take as long as you want.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, that's the part about surrendering, which becomes a very powerful tool.
So, right. John and Ingrid, would you like to tell us a little bit about your twin flame reunion?
Well, we were talking with you before we came on the air about who called who first. And just to give you the facts, I was called on Facebook by Ingrid. Ingrid has been, let's say, awake for over a decade. And I've been awake maybe 9 or 10 months. And so she immediately sent me a blizzard, what would be a blizzard if it was in paper, of information, which would have drowned me suffocated me very quickly. So that was our introduction, which was October 9th, 2008. And not much happened. We were on Facebook, and I kept telling her, I'd write her, you know, like 100 times in a row, Skype, 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 until finally she actually did it, because we were not, either one of us, too high-tech, her a little less than me. And finally, in January of the next year, 2009, we connected on Skype, which, of course, you know, provides all kinds of other opportunities for communication. And they started to banter back and forth, and we began to realize there was an affinity there. Both of us, for those that are concerned about broken relationships and marriages and so on, both of us have been married 4 times before we met.
Wow.
So, you know, that's a kind of a slow cooker, as Ingrid calls it. Slow cooker. You know, it's a lot of practice in what doesn't work. And so we had pretty much decided, forget about it. If you say that fast, you know, the way they say it, forget about it. And then we just realized that there was no possibility of that because something was going on, and Ingrid was able to pick up the deeper connection because she travels in all dimensions. Frequently, she's in 2 or 3 places at the same time, and recognized there was something going on there. And I think it was March 29th of 2009. We live just on the side of a mountain above a beautiful fjord, surrounded by beautiful mountains, which basically shoot straight up from the water. So it's like they're right on top of you. It's incredible here. There were these 2 eagles playing above the fjord between the mountains all day long, just outside the window here. I'm in Canada at the time. And she recognized, with the assistance of another friend that she has, a longtime counselor, that it came upon her that we were twin flames. And I didn't know what a twin flame was. I've heard about soulmates, but a twin flame is a one-off situation. It's the other half of your soul. There is only one. Soulmates, you can have hundreds of those, and the soul families, as you well know in your own circumstances, many, many soul families are coming together and meeting each other very, very quickly these last several months as we move quicker and quicker into the transformation of consciousness.
Yes, of
course. So we recognized it then, and I guess it was May 11th, almost exactly 3 years ago now, that I flew over here, basically left everything behind. I didn't have very much because I was a multi-millionaire up until 1999, and when I let it all go for the deeper surrender. And so, you know, I had a toothbrush, basically, and a pair of shoes, and got on the plane. I wasn't naked, but anyway, I got on the plane.
Well, you wouldn't have gotten on the plane anyway, so.
Or maybe it just would have been to a different destination. And so I ended up here. I've been back and forth a few times while I'm working on getting my papers, but we've been connected ever since. And my life very, very quickly turned into the most beautiful nightmare you could possibly imagine. I thought I had surrendered over the previous 11 years. And then I found out what it really meant to have a blowtorch on your rear end.
I think we can totally relate to that story.
Yes, certainly can.
The twin flames is not what most people imagine it to be. You cannot wear any masks at all. And if you do, the heat really gets turned up.
This is true.
So it's a beautiful fire, to put it lightly.
I also feel to add that when twin flames comes together, there, if there is any rest, or any remnants of the ego, it has to go in a way, because when twin flames come together, first of all, twin flame so-called relationship is not a romantic relationship at all. If people believe that, they're really heading for disaster.
That's true.
It will be disappointed big time, absolutely, because whatever is ego, that's identification with the small I. And then we have needs and wants and all these things. And because when twin flames come together, they come together to service for humanity. And standing then in ego desires will not be this so-called, will not be room for this higher service. So as John said, when we came together, I will be honest, I tried to get rid of him sometimes. But it was
possible. You visualize baseball bats and blowtorches.
but it wasn't possible exactly because there is no me that have any decisions when it comes to the final end. That is in a higher level.
This is true. Well, we're going to take a break here, Ingrid and John. We are on the voiceamerica.com, Seventh Wave Network. This is Walking Terra Christa Radio, and you're here with Mel and Mike.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Mel Aresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Christa, the new earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away. The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change. You are tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mike. I'm here with Mel, and we're here with John and Ingrid. We were just talking about twin flames, twin flame reunions, and how it's not what everybody thinks it is. And Ingrid was just telling us some of the elements that they were for her, where she tried to chase John away sometimes.
Yeah, I actually did. I tried to get rid of him sometimes because being... I just have to tell that 5 years ago, I got breast cancer, and when you are experienced that kind of life, so-called life-threatening disease, you go to the biggest fear, and that is you're dying, actually dying, that everything that you believed, everything that you have identifying yourself with is dying, actually. And I also experienced, without dying, physically dying, I experienced what many people call
near-death
experiences. And when you experience that, and you can never ever go back to be normal again in a way.
No.
So your frequencies get higher and higher. And meeting John, that was not actually at the same, if I can say, the same frequencies, was very painful. Sometimes I got the feeling that I had to go down again on the frequencies or go back to what I have transformed. So that became very, very complicated or painful for me. So it was really challenging sometimes, but together with, as John said, I have a beautiful, beautiful friend that in many, many years has been this, she is also our biggest counselor in Esno Group company. She was able to guide us through this really hurricanes that we sometimes had, and was able to give me a bigger understanding about what twin flame was, because I really had resistance of letting everything go, because I believe that I have done that, but it shows up that I hadn't let go of the biggest fear of all, and that is surrender to. Since John said that we have been married 4 times before, so that memories was a little bit fresh of surrender to another man. But when I was told, when I got a bigger understanding, a deeper understanding what twin flames is about, and that it was still really about surrender and surrender and surrender, more and more, deeper and deeper into who we really are. Then it was able to take us through these hurricanes and through these tough experiences sometimes. And today we will not be able to be apart. We will not be able to separate, because immediately when we think about that or talk about that, we feel there's no personal feeling of, oh, I cannot live without you. There's an eternal feeling that this is really, really something that is created on a higher level from source. So it's not us anymore. It's not me or him anymore. There's nothing personal anymore that will, in a way, get in the way for what we are supposed to do. And this surrendering is what is very important to understand, is the key for humanity in this transformation process that everybody on the planet is going through. And surrender is actually, because the feminine energy is rising now in every human on Earth, on the planet, in every living thing, is the human, it's the feminine energy that's arising again. And it's the feminine energy that are in all of us that has the ability to receive, to heal, that has compassion, that it's the feminine energy that is the now moment, that is the movement, that is the ability to love unconditionally. It is this total freedom. It is this peace. It's this divine peace. When we talk a little bit about these peace centers, these galleries, that was this vision I was giving from Source years ago, is what is when humanity surrender, they become peace centers in themselves in a way, and that is what now takes humanity into the higher level and the truth about who they are, and will create peace on earth. Eventually, it will be peace on earth. And I know it can look the opposite when we look at the world today, but it actually that is the sign. The all the struggle and all the
conflicts
and disasters in the nature and all these things, it's actually a beautiful sign that the old patriarchy, unbalanced masculine energy is now collapsing.
Yeah, and you talk about, you talk about the surrender, and that's what it is with the, it's not in the modern, especially not in the modern Western mind, to surrender to anything.
Exactly, and that is because many people don't know exactly what it means to surrender. When we talk about surrender, many then ask me, does that become more powerless, or what does it really mean to surrender? And when we surrender, we really going beyond the mind. We allow ourselves to let this. The true power that we really are to take over. Surrender means to feel our feelings. When we have lived for so long in the mind and created, in a way, things on the planet from the mind, the mind has had this throne in a way, and feelings has been some kind of female,
airy fairy
things that, and we cannot trust the feelings. We have to trust the mind. We have to be reasonable and all these things. And that is all this, and that is the masculine energy that without the feminine understanding has been unbalanced in both women and men. Surrender means that's the same we do when we transform into higher levels, is to feel our feelings. We have no other choice than when things come up to feel them. We cannot talk our way out of these things. We cannot exercise out of this. We cannot longer work late hours out of this. We have to surrender, and that is allowing our feelings to come up, because then they are being, in a way, absorbed by the unconditional love that we are, the source, the God force that we all are. I don't know. Does it make sense?
Well, this is our pathway. So I've been teaching this work for 25 years, and when Mike and I came together, I was like you, Ingrid. I had a sense on a higher level because I'm a channel and I work with those energies continuously. And he had no clue. He was like John. So, and spirit just kept saying to me, it's okay. It's okay. You just have to be patient. It's going to happen. And then when it happened between us, I had to surrender because I was a single woman for many years. I was married a very long time ago, but I had created my own life. I was in the corporate world and I was teaching people about energy and healing. And I had to surrender my whole business unto Mike. And the lady masters came to me every 3 days. Another lady master worked with me. You had an outside counselor. I didn't have that, but I had spirit. So Kuan Yin and Mother Mary and Lady Isis and the whole slew of them every 3 days. And then when they came through me, they came through Mike. So we did a lot of ceremonies here in Mount Shasta to release a lot of old things for 6 months. So we can totally relate to everything that you're speaking about because it's so very true. It comes from the highest essence that we are.
Yes, absolutely.
Something that Ingrid said that I think is a very important aspect of what's going on with the balancing of the divine feminine and the divine masculine, and that is the ability to receive. And one of the, I guess, the biggest visible challenges that most people see in the world is poverty, or a better way to put it would be a lack of abundance. And I feel that as the divine feminine balances the divine masculine and becomes more prevalent in the consciousness of the planet, whether they are consciously aware of the consciousness or not, it's happening. The ability to receive, which I have found in my experience, my 45-year experience in business, is the most lacking. Most people that I've met, and many very, very well-intentioned people in business, have been extremely good at giving, at serving, and many light workers are extremely good at serving. But the receiving aspect is still lacking in most people.
That is so very true.
This is the lack of the balance of the feminine.
Yes.
So and there's also a recognition that occurs as we begin to receive. First of all, we begin to let go of guilt, which is directly tied with the masculine and the feeling that we're unworthy. And also, we begin to recognize that true abundance does not come from out there. It comes from all it is that we already are. We already are abundance, and we've been blocking it by our feeling that we're unworthy. So the whole circle or cycle of guilt and unworthiness and the masculine desire to make up for this by serving sort of a kind of a redemption or a retribution for the things that we think we've done wrong dissolves into this recognition that we already are all that is. We already deserve. We already have everything and beyond. And all we need to do is to accept it. But we cannot do that unless we allow the divine feminine in. So that's what's happening. Whether someone accepts it or not, that's what's happening to the planet. And of course, we see, as Ingrid said, the dissolution or the so-called destruction or chaos, which is really the dissolving of those aspects of the divine masculine, which have been imbalanced for 6,000 years at least, and opening up the, if you like, the vacuum for the divine feminine to come in and balance it. So it's like the tale of two cities, the best of times and the worst of times.
Well, it is so true. We're going to take another break here, and I just want to give everybody the website for Ezhno Group, and that's actually spelled E-Z-H-N-O and the word group.com, and also the wonderful website that John and Ingrid have started called globalpeaceweb.net. This is Mike and Meloresi on Walking Terra Christa Radio, and we'll be back shortly.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Meloresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Christa, the new earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
What are your cards telling you? Aces are very independent. Twos can mean love to be paired. And an eight means a power card. The cards give us all the information that we need about love and relationships, and most importantly, our matches. To find out what your cards say, and so much more, tune in to Love, Relationships, and Destiny with your personal psychic, Adrian Miles, live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Which cards are in your future?
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
Are tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Well, we were talking with Ingrid and John about twin flames and the essence of the I Am Presence. And we understand, Ingrid, that you're very connected to the spirit realm. And we were wondering if maybe you'd like to tune a little bit and give us a message.
There's a lot of messages, in a way, coming through more or less all the time when you have a transformed pair and you are standing in your limitless self in a way. First of all, I feel for saying that to the listeners out there that it can be and will be challenging. Thank you. when we're being forced in a way by our higher self to get out of the illusions of the limited self, the me, the I, that feels and believes in separation. When we go into the higher self, when we surrender, we then expand because we go into the cosmic heart, because the feelings are unlimited. And when we feel our feelings that comes up and when it's about fear, separation, anger, and we allow ourselves to be quiet, to go into stillness and just feel these feelings, we will then expand into the cosmic heart, into the light, into our own light. And whatever focal problems we believe that we have will be solved either by getting answers or solutions, or just feel the love that we are not separated. And because the divine energy, the God energy, the God life are more available in a way, if that's the right word, on the planet now and humanity than ever before. So it won't take us years and years and years with meditations and rituals and all these things. It's not necessary, as John said earlier today. When it comes to messages that I have, because as John said, my entire life I have had this, I would say I was born knowing and having this feeling of God's presence all the time was sometimes very, very challenging when I realized that people around me wasn't able to see and understand what I did. So I started then after a while to doubt myself and created anger towards God because I felt God had abandoned me. And that was the one small part and the reason why I searched for love outside myself and also get married four times then because I believed that everything was outside myself. To feel worthy and to feel safe, also to feel safe on the planet. And that is what most people have done. They have put their, they made themselves powerless actually by believing that they are powerful when they have everything, have control of everything outside themselves, like the relationships or money or jobs or education or, yeah. So again, it's this, and it works for a long time, for a while when we lived in duality. That was a part of the big plan in a way. But now this is falling apart. We are being forced to wake up, and so-called wake up, to the reality of who we really are, and that the power within is God, is that we are God. We are not. We are not separated from God, and we are not a part of God, that also many believes. That is also still a belief system that we are separated, but we are God. God is experiencing itself through us as itself, as us. And that understanding is we now start to come to because we start to feel more compassion, and that is a God feeling, if I can put it that way, because we start to feel more compassion towards each other, because we start to feel more each other more clearly. So, and this is the part, sorry?
I was just going to say, I think that's so true. We're going to be running out of time here in a minute or so, but I think what you're talking about and expressing all that through the, you know, what you're doing through the vision of the galleries and the music. I mean, I listed a bunch of links to your various websites and some of the things you've done on YouTube, which are just absolutely beautiful. I mean, especially on the main website of Esno Group, you have that wonderful operatic music. And I think that is what is going to give, because when you put a piece of art out or put a collection of something together, that is, let's say, for example, coming from, you know, I'm a great artist and I have a great piece of work that I want to give out to the world, and you put that on an exhibit wall, that's one type of energy. And it might be a wonderful piece of art. But when you bring forth this element of getting people in touch with their I Am presence through their surroundings, through the art that they experience, that's on a whole different level. That brings in the energetics of this surrendering, of this stepping back away from the illusion of the duality into who they really are. And I think that's what's so beautiful about what the two of you are doing, and especially comes through, you know, in those, in the vision and in the actual stuff you're already producing and putting out there.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. And that's one of the message that I was given through Source, is that art and music will be one of the most powerful tools for now creating peace and unity on the planet, because, and that's what we also see, that more and more people around the planet, also on Facebook, is coming together in oneness in a way through music and art. I also want to say that Opera for She Sinfonia is a part of this expression directly from Source energy, because in music and art, you know, we expand. It's a higher frequency energy in a way, like you expand when you smell flowers, when you listen to beautiful music. When you read a beautiful book, when you are in the nature, seeing a sunset, we expand because of the frequencies. We recognize the divine frequencies, and that is us. I will say in the end that we should, if I can say should, stop worrying and be afraid of all this talk about extraterrestrials and all these things, because the whole universe is our home, and everybody in the universe, in all dimensions, is our family. So the fear has to go in a way, because that is what stops the evolution.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ingrid. That's really beautiful. And John, thanks for being with us today. And I encourage everybody to check out their websites. They're all listed on the homepage of WalkingTerraCrista.com. And we're just really thrilled to have them here today with us. Thanks, everybody.
It was a pleasure to have you with us. And have a 5D weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again for listening. Please join Christine Mellaresi and Mike Hayden again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel as we continue Walking Terra Christa Radio. Have a 5D weekend.